Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Tuesday Tips, brought to you by Hunt Lifted Official. I'm Carter McKenzie, and I'm here with Cody Rowe Outdoors, the man himself, the whitetail killer. What's going on, man?
Hey brother, what's going on?
Yeah, glad to have you back on here, dude.
I'm glad to be back.
We talked a couple weeks ago, I guess maybe over a month ago, about your whitetail seasons. You know, no spoilers. We may talk about it in the future, but how'd the rest of your season end up?
I definitely say outstanding and still running. Definitely did pretty good.
That's awesome. Yeah, we got one more week here in Georgia. I haven't pulled the trigger yet. I haven't had time to hunt as much as I usually do, but we still got a couple days left, so I know as the seasons are winding down, you're already thinking ahead, as you always are. And what's kind of on the forefront of your mind?
Well, right now I'm just seeing who survived, keeping an eye on my herd. All my cameras are definitely out. This is when I run more cameras than normal because I'm not so worried about spooking them as much as I am about seeing them. And just seeing who still got headgear, who survived, who's looking healthy, and yeah, I really right now, as soon as the season's over, I start packing on as many minerals as I can, try to get that new pedicle growing underneath and, really start the class for the next season.
Nice. And one thing you spend a lot of your time about, which is what we're going to talk about this episode, is shed hunting, something you love.
Oh, that's shed season is just as good as don't run out of tags for them, you know, so that's yeah. Good. And, you ain't got to. I mean, you can find the same sheds over and over again, you know what I mean? So I really like to, it's definitely right up there with hunting.
It's kind of a cool way to build history with a deer.
Oh, I love it. You really get to know a buck, how they grow, what they're into. And I mean, depending on the staining of the antler and everything, and get to see their nutrition. You never know what you're going to find too. You never know if you're, you know, they travel all over the place looking for food when they're dropping those things. So,
yeah. So let's jump into a couple tips for shed hunting, because everybody loves finding sheds. Finding sheds is cool. If you don't agree, you're wrong. Like, finding sheds is the coolest. And nobody leaves them. You know what I mean? Like, everybody will take a shed home.
Oh, absolutely. Even non-shed hunters.
Yeah, exactly. It's just a cool thing to find in the woods. Admittedly, I'm terrible at it. I'm not good at it. My shed hunting is mostly, I look for sheds when I'm turkey hunting. While I'm turkey hunting, if I see them, fantastic. If not, I don't dedicate enough time to it as much as I'd like to.
Right.
And probably should. But what are some of your favorite tips, for this shed hunting season?
Well, the most obvious one is go where the deer are. Where they're wintering is 90% of the time going to be a different place than where they are when you're hunting them. So they like to go to deep, deep beds away from humans, where they're low stress, where they can lay down. And I try to find a food source and running water. And I mean, I know that's not the ideal. Not everybody has access to their ideal setting, but that's definitely the first thing or the closest to it. Get on Onyx. Start looking at waterways that are in the surrounding area, look for masses of woods, and just kind of, deer are sneaky. They like to stick to waterways and kind of be around, get away from humans when they're, when they're in that refuel mode. So I basically stick in between water, food, and bedding.
Yeah. And you mentioned kind of before we mash record, a huge benefit, especially in the month of January, snow can be a huge benefit.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, just for one, tracking them, I mean, you can really find out where your herd is, where they lay down. Obviously, you can see a bed from 100 yards away if it's on, if they're laying in the snow like that. A lot of times when the snow comes down, it gets on their back and they get wet and they shake it like a wet dog, and try to get the water off, and they'll lose their antlers. There's plenty of videos online of them shaking their heads and both antlers coming off. So yep. So basically they do that. That's always a good time. I get out there right after a good snowfall, basically early bird gets the worm for sure on that one. You want to beat the squirrels. You want to beat other shed hunters. And you never know. They drop from December 15th all the way. I was finding them last year fresh. I went through October, came back through the next 2 months and found sheds that definitely weren't there the first time I went through, you know, so you never know when they're dropping.
Yeah, I don't know if I know exactly when they start dropping here. Probably a little bit later, but I want to say like March or late February for, you know, the Southeast.
Right. Well, it's crazy as it is over here in, you know, Northwest Indiana and everything. I've seen them drop, you know, December 15th, big mature bucks, healthy bucks. You know, they're just ready to drop. That new pedicle is growing. And I've seen that same year, big mature bucks holding all the way until April. So it's really, you know, my opinion, it's just like the rut depends on the deer, you know.
It's a great way to explore your hunting properties too, because usually you're either at the end of your season or the season's is over, and you can walk your property, like you said, without fear of, you know, spooking or anything like that, and get to know your property a little better with when all the leaves and foliage is off too, which I feel like always adds a huge benefit, just getting a different look at your property.
Oh, absolutely. That's one of the best time to make changes, see where they're digging at, see where their mock scrapes were. Maybe there was one that you couldn't see from the foliage. I mean, definitely, it's never a bad time to be in the woods, but I definitely would be in there right after season looking for them sheds.
Yeah, I feel like I'm going to dedicate more time to it this year and go explore the two properties I hunt and see if we can't make a go of it.
Oh, absolutely. It's as far as after the holidays, you know, everyone packs on them calories and everything. There's nothing like, you know, turning yourself into a machine, putting in those steps and walking through the snow, and it really tunes you for spring and get you ready.
For sure. And the, you know, another tip would be, it would be a phenomenal activity to do with kids. What a great way to get kids involved in the outdoors and familiarize young kids with whitetail hunting and prepping for the season and make it a more of a year-long thing rather than just a couple months. I'm thinking about my three-year-old here. She would love to go do that this year, and that'd be a fantastic idea.
Oh, absolutely. I remember finding them with my dad in the fields next to our house. I mean, it's a lot cooler now because I have much more appreciation for the animal, but yeah, I'll never forget it. That's definitely how I got my start.
That's super cool. Yeah, I'm excited about that. That'll be fun.
Dude, absolutely.
What else you got, man? Any other tips?
Get out there, put in the miles. I probably put in, you know, at least 700, you know, flat on foot. This year I got the Quiet Cat incorporated, and we're trying to do Minnesota and Buffalo County, Wisconsin. I got permission to shed hunt, not hunt, but shed hunt's a little easier to let go, you know. So
yeah,
I got permission.
So you're gonna travel to go shed hunt.
Oh, absolutely.
So you're way into it.
Absolutely. I hit Iowa last year, Illinois, Ohio. I always just shed hunt, you know, in between travels. I'll stop somewhere. I'll look on Onyx map and see if I can't find public in between on travels and get out there. You never know if you're going to find something cool.
That's wild, dude. I respect it. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
Cool, man. Well, any other tips to round us out here?
No. I mean, that's about it. I'll have plenty. Little too much snow to get out today. I was gonna have some fresh off the mine there, but as far as shed hunting goes, that's about it. It's a great way to, like you said, create history with the deer. I mean, there's nothing like finding a match set, setting up on the property, and actually getting history with that deer. And I got one of Christmas Tree's antlers from when he was much, much smaller. But even that, I mean, it just means so much more to me, you know, that being his shed and everything. So, and then there's, you know, absolute genetic freaks out there that you might not ever see fully nocturnal, you know. So,
oh, yeah.
50% of my hunting knowledge for the season comes from shed season. Absolutely.
That's a good line. I like that, man.
I'm sure you got some monsters out there by you. I saw that target buck. You got to go find his sheds. He looks like he's going to be putting some on this year.
Well, I found out 2 weeks ago that my neighbor killed him.
Oh, man. Dumb neighbor.
Oh.
Did they know that was your buck?
I thought he knew, man. It's the second time that's happened to me, but oh, broke my heart.
It's all right. We'll get you and Luke out here or something this season.
Yeah, that'll be good.
I might have a couple deer that look a little better, maybe.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah,
that'd be good.
Absolutely.
Well, cool, man. Well, good luck. Listeners, if you're going shed hunting, tag us in your adventures. Tag us in your successes. Want to see any sheds that you find or you doing it with your kids outside or anything like that. And Cody, where can folks follow you on social media?
I got YouTube. I got plenty of shed hunting videos, some beautiful match sets from last season. Cody Rowe Outdoors on YouTube and Cody Rowe on Instagram, Tarzan Rowe. And, you know, I'll be documenting my journey for the upcoming season and, trying to get some Hunt Lift Eat members involved. I got a shout out to my boy, Q Taylor, he's going to be putting in some work with me walking this year. So we'll have plenty of good content and videos.
Heck yeah. Love it, dude. Well, keep us posted, man. And good luck.
Absolutely. Thank you, Carter. Have a good one, man.
Listeners, as always, we appreciate the hell of you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Absolutely.